This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes weekly podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Earlier this week, Speaker Jenkins referenced Governor Inslee's Book One budget during the Democratic leadership media availability. Most folks aren't familiar with what the Book One budget is, the details of it, or why it's relevant to what's happening in the legislature now. Speaker Jenkins, can you bring us up to speed?
Happy to, Jen. First of all, I would just say one of the things that's interesting is the governor always produces a budget for the legislature to look at, but it's actually in our Constitution, it's the legislature that writes the budget. So these are recommendations that come from the governor that we can either adopt or not adopt. It's usually the recommendations that come from the governor that we use as the basis of us developing a budget, though. In this kind of transition year like we had, where Governor Inslee was leaving and Governor Ferguson coming into his first term, he does not have enough time to actually develop a budget. So Governor Inslee was required by law to the one budget that he's required to make recommendations to us on is what would a budget look like if there was no new revenue in it and you had to balance the budget. That's what's known as his Book One budget. The thing that most of the media has talked about is his Book Two budget, which presumes $12 billion in revenue and about $2 billion in reductions. And so it had some adds in it and some reductions. But the Book One budget is a cut of $12 billion. That's it, to balance the budget. And so I think it's important for Washingtonians to understand what we're looking at if we were going to look at an all-cuts budget. Just some of the highlights, or I guess I would say lowlights. And Governor Inslee was required to do this by law, right? So try to make the best choices that he could make. But it's cutting $750 million from higher education, apprenticeships, our community and technical colleges, our research institutions, all of those things. It cuts $500 million from long-term care services to Washingtonians and services to developmentally disabled people in this state. And then we have a Medicaid program in which the federal government matches us on the money that we spend on the mandatory Medicaid program. But there are also optional things that the state can do that we can get some federal dollars for, but they're not required in order to participate in this federal program. And so there are reductions to our non-mandatory Medicaid stuff. Some of that would be eliminating all adult dental care for adults on Medicaid in Washington state, eliminating kidney dialysis for adults on Medicaid in Washington state, eliminating family planning services and abortion care services. Those are just four of about 10 or 12 things that are recommended in an all-cuts budget. So we are still parsing through that Book One budget to see if we were to just adopt a budget that was all cuts, what that would look like for the services to people in this state. It's very concerning. I'm not blaming Governor Inslee because he was required to do that. But that is a lot of the work that our budget teams are going through now, is to really understand where we can make reductions. None of them will be painless, but where we have the opportunity to minimize pain for Washingtonians, to not hurt the advancements that we've made for people, and that we position ourselves to be able to move forward in the future when revenues get better. If we have to do $12 billion in revenue reductions, it's going to be very, very hard for the people of the state. So that's what we're looking at now, is Governor Inslee's Book One, and it's a very eye-opening and kind of scary experience. But we'll keep on working through that and then figuring out what a balanced approach might be.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.